This content features my AI-generated voice and an AI avatar. The content, opinions, and professional assessments are entirely my own and are based on my original materials. Using advanced technology allows me to bring you new content more quickly, more consistently, and even more up-to-date insights. Now enjoy watching and listening.
Hey guys, here's a tricky situation every dentist faces. When is the right time to extract a first permanent molar in a child? Today, we're exploring the national clinical guidelines that help us make that call, balancing long-term occlusion, timing, and growth. Because getting this decision right early can shape a child's entire future smile. I'd like to talk about an important clinical decision we face almost weekly: what to do with a compromised first permanent molar in a child. The updated British Orthodontic Society guidelines from 2014 provide a structured and thoughtful approach. These molars, the so-called six-year molars, are particularly prone to problems, enamel hypomineralization, caries, and post-eruptive breakdown. Sometimes, despite our best restorative efforts, the long-term outlook is poor. And in those cases, extraction may be the kinder and more predictable option. Before any extraction, we must take a panoramic look at the whole situation, radiographically and clinically. Are successor teeth present and developing normally? Is there malocclusion? Can the child tolerate restorative or orthodontic treatment? And do we have the family support to sustain good oral hygiene? Timing is everything. In the lower arch, the optimal age for extraction is between 8 and 10 years once the lateral incisors are through, but before the second molar erupts. Extract too early and the premolars drift, too late and the second molars tip and rotate. The upper arch is usually more forgiving. We used to talk about balancing or compensating extractions to keep symmetry, but the evidence shows that's rarely necessary. Over-eruption of unopposed molars is uncommon, and the dental center line is usually stable. When malocclusion is present, coordination with orthodontic care is essential. In class 1 cases, extraction at the right time can produce a pleasing, spontaneous outcome. In class 2 and class 3 patterns, the situation becomes much more complex, and early orthodontic input is indispensable. The evidence behind these guidelines isn't perfect, mostly retrospective data, no randomized trials yet, but it's the best synthesis we have. It reminds us that while science guides us, clinical judgment remains central. So in practice, if you're uncertain, get the child out of pain, stabilize the situation, and refer for a specialist opinion. The goal is always the same: a functional, symmetrical, and stable dentition with minimal future burden. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.